Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome all to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, June 25th, 2018, Kim Williams, out of Baltimore, Maryland, USA. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'd like to thank you, my listening audience, for joining me today. I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio, as well as all the social media platforms that my information goes out on. Because this is the day the Lord made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I can thank my Lord and Savior, my Redeemer, being my God, being my Savior, being my rescuer, being the one who always there for me, leading me on the path of righteousness, and that's Jesus Christ. And I welcome all of y'all who's on this call, who knows Jesus Christ, to stay in faith, stay steadfast and focused. And wherever going on, to seek the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, spirit, and mind. And those who don't know Jesus, I ask that you seek the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, spirit, and mind. It means to have an everlasting life with him, and I guarantee you, he's going to want you. He's going to tell you Jesus. The God of other people may say, it is Jesus. Okay, I'm glad that y'all are with me. Psalms 119, verse 105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 4:11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. We also ought to love one another. Again, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're still on the topic. Today's session is only going to be 15 minutes, not a half an hour. So like we usually do, but I just realized I put 15 minutes down. We are at war for our loved ones. So it's best we have to have a battle plan and a purposely fighting for our loved ones. I'm going to open up this verse in a prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne, give you thanks and praise. All power and glory belong to you, dear Jesus. We love you with all our heart, soul, spirit, and mind. We seek your face, we seek your kingdom, we seek your wisdom. We seek your divine protection and help throughout the universe, dear God. We ask these and all things in the holy name, dear Jesus. And as we say this prayer, we lift up the young people at the border. And parents, not only the children, but the adults too, whether they're parents, guardian over these people, trying to fight for freedom, trying to go and leave a land that they feel though is dangerous for whatever reason going on over there. I don't live in Mexico, so I don't know what's going on in their territory. I just know living in the United States with the racist wars we have constantly going on. Silent wars, some is out there with young men being shot down by a security officer or some off-duty officer or police officer or crime against their own family members, taking their own loved ones out, either killing them or seriously injuring them or their neighbor, their community, their culture, their race, whatever it may be, or the government itself with the secret wars against society, not only on the federal level, but I would say state and municipal level. Because if they really were fighting, now this stuff is going on, we know that it comes from outside sources. If majority of the people doesn't have the income, then how can they be in the drugs and how can they be in the weapons and mass destruction? How can they do some of the things that they're doing, as well as poison society, the water being poisoned, or miseducation in the school system, or people teaching your children who really don't want to teach your child because they don't like the race or the child. That child don't speak English yet, so you got an issue with them. So it's a war going on in this country, too, in so many levels, as well as, you know, the gang war and nonsense. So I would say it's we as a people. And whatever nation you're from, everybody got their own individual war, similar wars, fighting people leaving their country for freedom, for refuge. And they're looking for a refuge in another countryside, right? Trying to find peace in another land, because their land is, they can't take it no more. And we're supposed to be a land of peace and joy. People don't realize what they see, the blings on the TV, and not exactly what goes on in our state in so many ways, in so many areas. Not for so many people. We got jail cells full with just people who should be in there, but we got jail cells full with innocent men and women too that is overlooked. A new form of slavery can't put you on a cotton field to pick cotton here by force, but we can lock you up. So we have to fight for our children, fight for our family. And we all have to look within ourselves and see, or we causing a problem, or we fighting against in some form or fashion. Maybe do prayer, maybe donating to a cause, whatever it might be, where you can help lift up another person. We must lift up the children at the border, as well as we know we need to protect our people. So think about what God's love is throughout the world, what it should be like. God loves us. God created the universe. Every land area, every land, everything belongs to God. And the man takes ownership. They want to own it and demand what they want in the world. And think nobody else is supposed to have this land, supposed to build a house or walk down the street. You can't walk down the street without being stopped. Oh, you don't live in this neighborhood, so you shouldn't be coming to this neighborhood. Come on, I'm on people trying to take Sunday drives, get in the car on Sunday drive after church or whatever you're doing. You take a nice cruise, you're just relaxing. You look at different neighborhoods, different type of houses, and you're just enjoying your night. Not because of hacking, no cousin problems. But so many times people can drive in our community, bring problems, but we driving in there, but we didn't bring a problem. We looking. People want to know, oh, you lost. No, I'm not lost. I'm looking. This is a free country. You should be able to go wherever you want to. And that's just where you get gated community, who you're blocking people out because they think everybody's a threat and everybody's not a threat. So we have to look at policies and see what's real. That the Constitution has to be rewritten. It's not the Bible. It's not the Holy Grail that so many people want to hold on to. It was not written in love. You can talk about all those presidents or people who was a part of writing the Constitution, supposed to be God-fearing men. If they were God-fearing men, you wouldn't have had slavery. That wouldn't have been an issue. As before, they wrote it, of course, slavery was here before they even wrote the Constitution, but they wouldn't have had it, and once they wrote it, it should have abolished it immediately. So it wasn't done in love, and it wasn't written for all people. It's still on the book that goes to the African Americans, not even human, probably down this property still. You know. That's why y'all had no respect to many people who have a problem with African Americans, because y'all don't see it as human. We are still what you call, we are prisoners of war. It was you know, our ancestors taken off off the continent of Africa, brought to the United States and other areas. So Yah never released us. Yah still holding to us. That's why after so many years we got to go and they vote for men to be had the right to vote. It shouldn't even be a man. It should be a ball and say, yes, you have the right to vote. It shouldn't be something every 10, 30, 20 years you got to vote on. It's ridiculous. We are human. So fighting for our family is a serious I'm doing. Every Monday on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope you can write your family and friends out. It's not only to discuss what we're using scripture and discussion and prayer time. It's just really coming together. What do we really want our world to look like? You know, we live in this humongous world, but our world is truly the person we can really touch near us. I had no idea what's going on in other parts of the world. Thank God for television. Thank God for social media. Thank God for newspaper, people who give us news. I wouldn't even know what's going on down the street unless somebody tell me. So we have to be steadfast and focused, asking God to guide us and a path of righteousness, a path for clarity, and everything that's not of Him, keep it so far away from us. And those who like destruction, let them fall in their own pit. Again, I pray for the children. I pray to be back with their parents. And for those who are using it on both sides for policy, to play the little game, ping pong game with human lives, y'all will have to answer for that. And I pray you answer for it now. Because you wait until you die, then you stand in front of God. That's then. But people need justice now on both sides of the fence. Democrats and Republicans, stop the nonsense. This policy is not something that just came up. Like I said, it was a part of written with other presidents with the party. It should have been taken care of. Yes, we have presidents, right? This is he that the 45th president, Donald Trump, 45th, 46th. So wherever he at, this thing about the border should have been taken care of. I remember looking at T in the 80s. Ronald Reagan was in office then. So it should have been an issue that was dealt with. If you're really talking about protection, everybody in that danger. Then if you're going to talk about borders, you got to talk about people coming over here on planes. And you can't just say the borders when it comes to a person of color. Because among when the Haitians are trying to come over here. And they was just falling out on the boat, drowning and stuff, and wouldn't allow them in here. Because y'all say they wouldn't come here for political reasons, they would come here for economic reasons. Mexican people, you look at them economically, you know this country was part of their country, then, you know, the battle for, and you know, and they wasn't even realistic, but yeah, took over. Country belonged to Native Americans, y'all got them on a reservation, it was ridiculous. So, if we're going to talk about love, and then we're going to put scripture in here. Make sure God said test the scripture and see if it's found. So, and make sure you know it's His word. Because, man, people always forget that part of the Bible when God said, you add to you the track from His word, the track from you. So, I always think about that as I read the scripture. He said, here I hear in Revelation 22:19, if any man should take away from the word or the book of this prophecy, God should take away His part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this. He which testify these things said, surely come quickly, amen. Has come quickly, Jesus. So, these words are real. Oh, man, let me go back to 18. For I testify unto every man that hears the word of the prophecy of this book. If any man should add unto these things, God should add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man should take away from the word of the book of the prophecy, God should take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. So to remember that. And I watch so many. I'm a born-again believer. This is what this show is by Christian Network on Blog Talk, Underneath for Christianity, Love Truth Ministry, Love Truth, William 645. I watch so many shows that a couple of years ago they were talking about the president. Christian shows, right? Then you and him talk about stuff with certain ones, like 700 Club or maybe another one, but I know I hear 700 Club talking. I don't see with so much bitterness of people, you're supposed to stand for the word of God, but then y'all not stand for all people. And the way y'all talk about how y'all use the scripture to try to beat a person up with it. And that's not of God. And then you're using it wrong. So I'd like to say, y'all, what do you think about that? When you're using the word of God. Because the word of God is life. God's name in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And we call the word Jesus Christ. So, wow. Again, we will be talking about fighting for our families. We must do on so many levels. And I would like to read one particular scripture before I get off, because time is really expired. I only put it in for 15 minutes. Exodus 2:23. Now it came about in the course of those many days that the king of Egypt died, and the son of Israel sighed because of the bondage. They cried out, they cried for help, because of their bondage rose up to God. Rose up to God. Here's another one. Exodus 14:10. And the Pharaoh drew near the sons of Israel. Look, behold, the Egyptian was marching after them, and they became right frightened. So the son of Israel cried out to the Lord. So we can discuss how we cry out to the Lord. Because we have to cry out to get this help and get the answer. And not answer to fill our fleshy desire, but his will to be done. To operate in love, obedience, and respect. Seeking his face, seeking his truth. Not seeking the manipulated to get what you want, but what the God says. And I believe if you listen to your heart, be hear what God say to you, you would know what's taking place around the world, around this country, should not be. Whether it's a woman being beat up by her husband or a husband being beat up by his wife, shouldn't be molested. Gang violence, crime against one of their own race, or police brutality, throwing people in jail, just throwing them in jail because of racism, or the border control and preventing people from getting reference from when they trying to get help. You know, you need help and you bleeding and nobody stand around you, but they nobody want to give you a band-aid. Nobody want to give you I forget what you call it right now, a cloth and tie your arm up to prevent the bleeding, tie in such a way so you won't lose your arm. They rather you just, your arm just fall off. So we have to have love. Come on now. This country raised so much funds and sent around the world. Or even in if we have a hurricane and people send money down or across the sea. And we don't, you know, we have to operate in love. I think if we all operate in love on all levels, in all income levels, we would see a major difference. But it take a hand to make a difference. Like I mentioned, I live by family. Got all these fingers, you put them all together. You work together, you can make a mighty blow, a victory blow. Just make a stand. Not for our ego, our prestige, our fleshy desire. Just make a stand for the kingdom of God. Because like it or not, now people say there's going to be people in heaven, you don't think you're going to be there. It's going to be from multitude of different type of different races and cultures and background. For me, you know, we're going to see that those are actually going to heaven. Those of you who desire the bus held wide open. There's going to be people there. You ain't supposed to see that, too. Some of y'all using the Bible wrong, or maybe y'all don't believe in Jesus or whatever way you're using the word and saying God. And but you evil and wicked, destroying lives. They're going to answer for that. And that's eternity. You know, right now, this is our life. Everybody want to enjoy their life that we know of. A little girl want to make it to her sixth grade and suffer if life's going on and on. A 91-year-old woman want to make it to 100 and on and on and on. You know, no matter what age, we want to live another day, another brother, and live better than we lived yesterday. You know, it's a new day, a brighter day. It shouldn't look like nothing like yesterday. But so many times it do. But we can eliminate the wickedness to have love. Pure love. I believe if we have love, you will have more green land, healthy fruits and vegetables. Because everything has to do with everything. You sow love, you reap love. You sow damnation, you reap damnation. So that's your love. Let's give our love so we can receive love back in so many negative ways. So I say these things, all things in Jesus Christ's name. Join me again on Blog Talk Radio, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA. It's Kim Williams, the Love Truth Ministry Show, Only for Christianity. And then go to Love Truth Williams, 645. Also, I do a Tuesday morning show. I'm still doing my Tuesday morning, 7 a.m., same channel, station, or blog talk, whether you're doing it from your phone or going on the computer on it for blog talk. I do prayer for students, because we have to pray for our children. So, y'all take care in Jesus' holy name.